You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We're talking right now with a trio of Pellet Christian boys track and field runners, Derek Van Cotenen Jr., and then a couple of seniors with Nate Tweet and Caleb Fredrickson. Guys, appreciate the time. We look forward to talking to you. This is a big week for track and field. You've got your district meets coming up here on Thursday, so we're definitely going to want to make sure to be able to talk about that. We'll also talk about the season as well. And so let's go ahead and actually start with kind of what's been most recent here on Monday night, running a meet at Pella High. And I know that was kind of a tricky point because you're in the middle between the conference meet where you wanted to do well and the district meet where clearly you want to do well. Caleb, wanted to go ahead and start with you first. There was a pretty good field, I think, that was there at Pella on Monday night. What do you think that they did to help push you as a runner?
Well, I would say since we have districts coming up, we really weren't running probably our best events to try and keep us fresh, but we had some really stiff competition and they were running really good times and we had to really run our best times to even compete at all.
Derek, with that in mind, one of the teams that was there is a team that you've seen several times this season, that's Knoxville. Particularly in the high jump, you've had a really good competition with Jacob Modes. Talk about how he pushes you to get in some of your best jumps.
I've been watching him on Quick Stats all year round, and we've had pretty close jumps, and he always tends to come out on top, but you know, he pushes me to get better, makes me want to work harder. And also Caleb Morgan, also on our team, jumping with me, he pushes me a lot too, and I push him, and we help each other out on form.
Now, Nate, as Caleb said, there were a lot of, you know, athletes that were kind of pulling back a little bit to make sure that they were in shape for districts. But that was a really important meet for you from a district standpoint because of injury, you haven't been able to compete all season. So that was a great opportunity, I think, for you to get out and compete and try to make a good mark there for the district standings.
Yeah, it was my first meet back, and I was kind of nervous as to how my hamstring would hold up. But I held in there pretty good, and I was happy with the results.
And I'm sure that's made this season kind of frustrating for you. How have you been working to rehab that and make sure that you've been able to be strong enough and get back at this point in time?
Just a lot of stretching. It's frustrating watching other people run the 100-meter dash and 200-meter dash, but you just got to keep working hard and do what you got to do.
Derek, wanted to come back to you with another question. I mentioned the high jump already, but the long jump's been another marquee event for you, and you've put in some good distances in that as well. What are the elements for you of a successful jump?
I just want to run as fast as I can on the runway and then jump as high as I can, and that normally helps me. That's have the technique to long jump.
Just to kind of build on that, I guess I'll ask you then another question kind of related to that is I've heard other athletes talk about places they enjoyed jumping versus places they didn't, and it all has to do with the runway and the condition of the pits and things like that. I know your course here is a pretty good one. Where are some of your favorite places to compete in the long jump?
One of my favorite places is probably Eddyville. That's where I had my districts last year. I had my best jump then, and it seems the board is really big, so I don't scratch as much, and it's just a good pit. It seems to go down, and the wind's always in my favor.
Caleb, for you as a 400-meter runner, that's I've always considered the most challenging of the sprint events. It's you got to go the farthest at a full sprint, and you run that individually as well as on a relay team. What is it about the 400 that you enjoy?
I guess on the 100, you pretty much have to be really gifted, just be able to move your legs really fast. And kind of like that with the 200, but the 400, it comes down to a lot of conditioning and just kind of have to gut it out and just tough it out and run as fast as you can for as long as you can. It's pretty much the deal with the 400, so you just have to be tough to run it.
I talked with Derek a little bit about different places to compete. One thing that's interesting about Pella Christian is it's got slightly different track dimensions in terms of how wide your corners are as compared to some other tracks, which to some athletes is challenging because you've got different places where you want to put your kick in. Do you have a kick or do you just go full gear the whole time through?
The way I go is I usually just run as fast as I can for about 300 meters and hope that I'm far enough ahead that no one can catch me. That's what my former track coach, Mr. Zonovan, told me, so I just go by that. Just run as fast as I can for as long as I can. And I tend to usually die in the last 100, but it seems to work pretty well.
Well, but you don't want to leave anything out there on the track, right? That's the whole point.
No, I usually end up panting and just about throw up and for laying on my back for a good, I don't know, 15 minutes afterwards, so it's pretty miserable.
Well, once again, Caleb Fredrickson, Derek Van Coten, and Nate Tweed joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I wanted to talk to you guys just about some things that have happened already this past season. And Nate, I know I talked with you about just kind of being a little bit frustrated with the injury, but at the same time, as a senior, what have been some things that you've tried to do to help make your teammates better and push this Pella Christian Boys track team along?
Just working with them in practice, just picking the pace up while we're doing sprints, or just encouraging them. You know, I can't run with them sometimes, just being there on the sidelines, pushing them on and verbally encouraging them.
Derek, you said that Eddyville was one of your favorite places to jump because it was where you had one of your longest leaps this season. What have been some of your highlights this year so far that have stood out to you, whether they be in the jumping events or in a sprinting event as well?
The BGM meet was probably my favorite in long jump because, well, actually, Caleb Morgan beat me in the high jump, and it made me really mad, so I went to the long jump. And I got my best jump of the season in there, 20 foot, 10 and a half inches. So that felt really good.
Caleb, for you, you know, same question, really. What have been some highlights this year that have stood out for you that you're really pleased with it and at the same time hoping to build on?
I would say I've really liked running the first leg of the 4x1. That's always a really fun event. But also, I really didn't think I was going to come in and run 400s this year. So it's kind of a hidden talent that I figured out, and it's been a great time. And running at Knoxville, I love that track because it's in such a bowl that really blocks the wind. You could run a really nice 400 time. I just had a lot of fun running there.
Caleb, I want to stay with you, kind of a different topic. You've got a new head coach this season in Keith Anderson. I wanted to just ask you about your relationship with him, what you've enjoyed about him this season, and what's made his approach different than maybe coaches you've had in years past here at Pella Christian.
Well, he's a pretty new coach. He really hasn't had much experience. But I'd say he's quite a good coach. He's also our personal finance teacher. And he does a great job. He doesn't know quite probably as much about the specifics and maybe like handoffs or running form, but he does push us really hard and make sure that we work really, really hard. I remember at one point he had us running up and down the bleacher stairs at full speed for 20 minutes straight, and that was pretty painful, but I think it was really good for us.
That sounds brutally hard. As somebody who's had to carry a bag of sports equipment up those steps to the press box, I don't want to do it more than one or two times. So that's definitely a major workout. Derek, for you, what are some things that you've kind of picked up in practice this season that have made you a better athlete?
He just makes everything fun. I mean, he makes running worth it. When we go out, he makes practices. Like one day we just played tag for like 40 minutes straight, but we couldn't stop. We had to run no matter what. And that felt good. It made us better and added a little fun to it.
Yeah, Nate, that sounds like the kind of lighthearted fun that I think I've seen from this team already this season. No puns intended, but I know you guys shared some jokes and stuff throughout the year. So you guys have fun. You keep it loose. And I've got to assume that makes it fun, to kind of have that relaxed atmosphere while at the same time getting some things done.
Yeah, it's fun. Just telling jokes with the coach and just messing with the underclassmen on the bus rides. That's always fun. Yeah, and just messing with coach, that's also pretty fun.
One of the other things that I always enjoy whenever I get a chance to meet you guys as student athletes is just some of the other things that you do with your time, whether they be activities that you're involved in school, or if you've got part-time jobs, or just hobbies and stuff that you do away from school. So I'm just going to ask each of you a little bit about that. So Caleb, I'll come back to you. What are some of the other things away from track that keep you busy here at Pella Christian?
Well, I'm an avid biker. I think that's partially what helps me in my 400. This summer, I'm lifeguarding. Other than that, I like making model rockets. That's always kind of fun.
It sounds like a triathlon is in your future as someone who's a lifeguard and bikes and runs. Is that a possibility ever?
Well, I might try it sometime, but I would say I'm a pretty good runner. I'm a pretty good biker, but when I was doing my lifeguarding tests, I swam 100 meters, and I was pretty tired, so I don't know how that'll go, but yeah.
Well, they make those mini ones with like a 400-meter swim, so you might be okay. Derek, question for you, same type of thing. What are some of the other activities that you're involved in, things that you like to do with your time?
Well, I enjoy playing basketball and football. Those are the two other sports I'm in. And I also like, on the weekends, I play some guitar, and I go to churches and sing a little bit.
Very good. Nate, how about you for you?
I like playing sports with friends, either a pickup game of basketball in the gym or just lifting some weights with some friends. Also, I work at Fairway when I have time to work at Fairway, and probably hanging out with my friends is my favorite thing to do.
just a question, Nate, for you and for Caleb, and not to hold you out, Derek, but graduation's coming up, so I'm sure you're very, very excited about that. As you look forward, what's on the horizon?
After graduation, next year I'm going to go to William Penn, play football, and possibly run track there.
And Caleb, for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Trinity in Chicago, Trinity Christian, and there I'll run track and major in chemistry.
And Derek, not to leave you out, what are you planning on doing just for as the summer comes up? Because that'll be nice to get out of school on time. No snow days this year, and you can kind of get moving forward. So what's up for the summer?
I'm not really sure. I know I want to work a lot, make some money, so I can, when I get to college, have some gas money and be able to kind of support myself.
Yeah, if gas is going to be $3.50 a gallon, you're going to have to start saving aside for a little trust fund there. Last question for you guys. I mentioned at the very beginning of the interview, the district meet is coming up here on Thursday. I'll ask each of you individually just kind of what your goals are for the meet and what your own measure of success will be. So, Nate, I'll start with you.
Well, I'm running the Open 100, Open 200, and the 4x1 on Thursday. And my goal for the 100 is to win and take first place in advance. And then in the Open 200, I'm not really sure how well I'm going to do because I've only ran one this year, but I'm hoping to advance to stay in that one also. Then our 4x1, it's going to be the first time all four of us have ran a race together. So just hoping to have clean handoffs, good starts, good finishes, and of course, hopefully advance in that also.
Derek, for you, I'm sure the goals are the same in terms of just being able to advance. Are there certain marks that you feel like you'll need to hit that if you get to that point, you should be in good shape?
Well, for the long jump, I've been trying to hit 21 feet all year, and I've been close, but never been able to get it. So that's obviously my goal, and if I get that, I probably should make it to state. And the 4x1 team, as Nate said, we haven't ran together yet, but I think we fixed a lot on our handoffs today, so I think we should probably be able to do all right in that. So I'm hoping under 45.
And for the high jump?
There's a couple of guys in our district that have been about even, so I just want to hopefully get a personal record, maybe get 6-2. If I get 6-2, I should be all right, but that's my goal.
Caleb, one of the things that Derek brought up there was just knowing where some of the other guys in your district are at. With the knowledge of some of those other athletes and the times that they've run, are there certain schools that you think will push you that will help you get to get the times that you're looking for in your events?
I would say that we have a pretty decent district. However, we've been running against 3A schools, so this will be not quite as stiff of competition as we usually are running against. So I'd say, though I will be pushed, I also have a better chance of medaling and possibly going on to state in the 400. So that really is exciting me, and I also think we have a very good chance of going on to state in the 4x1s.
All right, well, hey guys, it's been a lot of fun to track your progress, to watch you guys compete so far this season, and really looking forward to seeing how things go on Thursday for districts, so I want to wish you the best of luck. Go out and do your best, and whatever you end up with, you'll never be disappointed if you go out and give it everything you got. So thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, Pella Christians, Caleb Frederickson, Derek Van Coten, and Nate Tweet. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.